A new musical about the Mummers premieres this weekend. The Three Maries is set in a South Philly Mummer clubhouse in the 1920s. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the writer was surprised that no one had ever done it before.
Michael Ogborn is a longtime theater composer, having written plays and musicals that have won 10 Barrymore Awards. He's now based in New York, but he grew up in the Roxborough neighborhood of Philadelphia.
In the neighborhood, the ladies used to say, she sits around the house all day like she's Maria Romania. Who does she think she is, the Queen of Romania? And I kept thinking as a kid, why do these women know about the Queen of Romania? Why not the Queen of England or the King of England or somebody? And then I realized when I was looking through a book of old photographs of Philadelphia, and it said Queen Maria of Romania's visit to Philadelphia 1926, Bellevue Stratford Hotel.
So we gotta do what?
Have a fancy ball.
Queen Marie of Romania visited Philadelphia in 1926. She was on a cross-country tour. She's one of the Three Maries. The other two are a mother and daughter preparing for the royal visit against the music and pageantry of an upcoming Mummers parade.
I don't know why anyone else hasn't thought of this before.
Don't let him get you down, Marie. Don't let him get you down.
The story is about the young Marie who decides, against the wishes of her mother, Marie, to get a job instead of pursuing marriage. But she learns that her professional career is hampered by her Philadelphia accent.
Hello, Mr. Waterhouse.
Hello, Mr. Waterhouse.
Hello, Mr. Waterhouse.
Hello, Mr. Waterhouse.
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 Water.
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 The show premieres at the Prince Theater on Chestnut Street for 4 weeks. Producer Monica Rosenthal would like to see it continue on as a local institution.
Like Sheer Madness in Boston or Beach Blanket Babylon in San Francisco, Tony and Tina's Wedding, shows that run forever in one place.
Ogborn, for his part, believes the Philadelphia-centric show could have legs in other cities because of the story's universal message about the pull of family ties couched in local color.
When I went to college, I had a slight Philadelphia accent. And when I came back for Thanksgiving, and I said, can you pass the mustard? Everybody was like, oh, he's from England now. All kind of like started making fun of me. And I'm like, no, that's how they taught us in theater school. And they're like, oh, theater school.
I need to book the ballroom at the Bellevue.
Ogborn says his original music for the Three Maries was inspired by Mummers tunes. The live onstage band includes banjos, saxophones, and glockenspiels. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
Pardon my expression, but